Welcome to the Lavo Show podcast. Conversations with outstanding human beings whose love has been inspired and transformed by Osho. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Hello and thanks for tuning in. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. Today our guest is Ma Prem Manisha. Manisha has been on the path of meditation since 1973. Manisha is a massage and dance therapist who works through body movements and energy transformation to bring a new dimension of healing. I'm so happy to have Manisha on the show and I hope you enjoyed. Manisha, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very, very well and happy to be with you, Swaram.
Okay, so to start, tell us a bit about how you came across Osho.
Okay. Well, I was 20. I was in college and home for the summer, home meaning my parents' house on Long Island. I was taking dance classes in New York City all day long. And I was just a 20-year-old, had no idea what I was looking for, anything. And a close friend of mine who I'd been traveling with around the States, that was the year of Woodstock and all that stuff. And then I hadn't seen her after that for a couple of years. This close friend of mine named Stephanie, who later became Ma Satya Priya, different one than the New York one, let me know that she was in India and she was first at the Goenka School and she, her boyfriend loved it there and she just hated it and wanted to come home. And then the next letter I get, I just said, come home. And the next letter I get from her, and these were letters, you know, we didn't have anything resembling email and phones were difficult. So I wrote, she wrote again, and she said, I've met someone who brought me up to see Rajneesh, and I'm wearing orange, and I'm wearing a mala, and my name is Ma Satya Priya, and I do this meditation when I'm sleeping, and I mean, when I wake up in the morning, and this one when I'm making love, and this one when we all do together, and it has four stages, and it's called dynamic. And she lists me the stages of dynamic, and she's telling me all about Osho, but I'm kind of like, whoa, what's this? So I tried the dynamic by myself without music or anything, kind of screaming into a pillow. I don't think I was really too total in it at that time, but I told her and we were writing back and forth. She asked me for a picture of me and I had this really kind of interesting dream that basically without too many details, it was about surrender. It was about letting go. And I was so ecstatic when I woke up from this dream that I wrote it to her. And she had asked me for this picture, so I'd sent it. Then she came home like a couple weeks later. I got a telegram saying when she was coming. I picked her up at the airport and she was radiant, shining, gorgeous. And I just started to feel as she's telling me about Osho. And I felt like, this is it. You know, this is incredible. But it didn't kind of feel like it had anything to do with me. And then as we were talking, she opened her suitcase and took out a picture of Osho that said, it was signed to Manisha with love and blessings. And she takes out a sannyas paper and says, Ma Prem Manisha, August 4th, 1973, with that scribble, which I said, what's that? She said, that's his signature. And I'm like, huh? And she told me that she went with my picture and my letter to see him when she was leaving. At that time, you went at 8 o'clock in the morning to see him all by yourself. So she showed him the picture and the letter, and he read the letter, and he looked in the at the picture, and he said, yes, she is only in the eyes now, but she will go deep. So you bring her her name and her mala, and bring her to me. And I'm like, huh? What? What does that mean? Does he know me? Or? And she just said, I guess so. And then she took the mala out and put it around my neck, and I just completely fell apart. I was crying. I was laughing. I had the biggest yes I'd ever had in my life. Nothing in my mind. I had no idea what this was meaning, but this huge, huge energy. And I just was, from that day on, I had my mala and I was his.
So after you took sannyas, Did you live in the commune full time? Did you go to India and spend basically your 20s around Osho? Or you were going deep in and out of the commune?
First, I didn't go for 2 years. I was so scared. My friend stayed with me and we did dynamic for 2 weeks and cried a lot. And then she left and I know I had his book under my pillow that I could barely read. When I met some sannyasins that had just come back from Pune, these two black guys from Chicago, where I was living at the time, having left college, because even when I took sannyas, things started changing in my life. Things started happening. I started learning, you know, things were just changing. And then I met these two guys in Chicago at the meditation center that had just come back from Pune. Beautiful black guys that were just like so on fire, and they were talking about Osho, and we did dynamic together, and I came out of that dynamic and I could feel, I was just like, okay, I'm going. Not one thought. I would have gone the next day if I had the money. 2 months later, I was there. Then I stayed for 5 years in Pune, pretty much till the ranch, and then was there almost the whole time. And then I did stay in his communes until 95, when I followed Kavisha here to the States and was in a small school with her for a while, all about Osho. She created this incredible Buddha field energy and had many incredible teaching techniques and wanted to bring Osho into our daily life in this country. So that's the, you know, the little story of how when I stayed there and didn't, but pretty much I've been in the Buddha field until a few years ago.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because many times I wondered how people who have lived so many years in a Buddha field manage to go back to the world. I can only imagine you came there in your early 20s and you lived with Osho, that, you know, I think is one of the probably the greatest Buddhas ever walked on planet Earth, surrounded by all these beautiful, young, vibrant, full of energy people, meditating full time, experimenting with all sorts of different therapies and meditation techniques. The energy is, I can only imagine how high it was. And then after 10, 15, 20 years, you have to go back to the world, which is not exactly vibrant, yeah. Alive and energetic, and people are not so happy and smiling. So how did you manage that?
Well, my first coming back to the States, I lived in a community of sannyasins who I'd been together with for many years in Pune too. And Kavisha did have this vision to create a small school with Osho where we would work on living what the master is teaching in our daily life. How we have to deal with taxes and living in the world and insurance and houses and, you know, jobs. But I was very fortunate for some years to have a group of people together in the world, but living in the world in our own houses. And so that was an incredible transition for me. Now I am not in that school anymore since a few years. And that has been quite amazing for me, because I knew it was time to jump out for different reasons. I knew it was time to maybe not be in a Buddha field, but for a while I was so, there was a lot of pain and loneliness and wondering. Of course, I have beautiful friends around me. So I'm very, very lucky to live in a small town close to nature, where a lot of tourists come in and out, Sedona. But I have a beautiful group of friends who I'm with, but still the aloneness of not being in the Buddha field anymore. It was painful to let go of that, but I just feel so much joy to connect like with you and with the big Buddha field that's all over the world. And to more and more, now I don't feel alone or lonely in that sense. I feel I'm living my life, and I have inside of me, I have him inside of me. I have what I need. And since he left the body, my feeling is the whole message is now I have to go inside and let that grow. Not look to him to tell me what to do or how to live, and even the communes for that, but to learn to bring awareness and love and some grace that he had in daily life in the world. And I'm very happy now to be, in a way, on my own, yet I feel so connected to everybody, all his people around the world.
Thank you. And I certainly feel that. So during your time in the commune, at some point before Osho left his body, you were asked to offer dance groups and workshops and also create the dance meditation training. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, that's quite a beautiful story as well. When I first saw him in 76, which is February, when I finally got there, I went to Darshan and he, you know, asked what I'd been doing, where I was in Chicago. And I said, I've been working and dancing. It was really hard to even get a word out in front of Osho. So I was a little... but I said, I've been working and I've been dancing. And he says, dancing, you will dance for me. And he just said, well, you'll do the meditation camp and come back and dance for me. And I was so blown away. And I went back and I danced for him. And it was just so amazing, so amazing. I just felt like I started and that's all I remember. I just kind of disappeared. And it was such a beautiful feeling to be able to express myself, not in my stupid words, that I didn't feel very real when I used words in front of him, especially then. So it was a real gift. I still can't believe that happened. And then he said at the end, he said, dance is your element. There was a moment where something happened. It's not that he came and said, now do groups. And one day Madhura asked me, that's the woman who was running the theater team, asked me if I would work with the actors because they weren't very much in their bodies. And I remember I was working with these actors and just guiding them in to feel their bodies. And I felt this energy start coming. I felt this thing started coming up from my feet. Like, it's hard to describe, but I just knew how to lead them and to guide them. And I could feel the energy that I feel from Osho and from the meditations, which is, to me, the meditations transform energy. You know, his gift of dynamic and all the dancing and singing we did all the time and all the openness to just expressing ourselves the way we are, that we were all living in and doing music group every night and all the meditations. I felt the alchemy, the interchange that happens when we do the meditations, you know, when we express, when we are learning to be present and embrace and welcome what's happening to us, and what he was teaching. I didn't have words for it then, but I felt this thing coming up. It's almost like I felt Osho gave me a certain transmission, could say, of something, the way I felt him, I translated that into what I was doing. And I discovered it in that moment, and I still remember what happened in my body. This is just an example of how Osho works. It's so magic. Kamal at the time came to me and he said, well, Osho wanted to invite you to, instead of going away, do your training here. And I said, really? Me? So I created the dance meditation training.
Okay. And what is the dance meditation training about?
Well, the one we ran in Pune for a long time, I did the 2 weeks of it and Amio did the other 2 weeks. So I would say she worked more with awareness. I worked with the alchemy of transformation, but I worked always with feeling what's there in the body and bringing a lot of love and acceptance to whatever feelings are there, whatever energies are there, and really expressing them through dance rather than through words up in your head, and dancing all kinds of emotions and dancing the energies in different chakras and dancing different qualities of energy, or, you know, a lot of creative stuff. But also as it evolved, it became more and more things come up when you dance. You know, we took the opportunity to also start to penetrate certain issues that come up in life. But it was really my work, I felt then and still feel, was about what happens when you live these energies the way they are, not trying to move them out or changing them. And also taking what Osho said about about all this and what the tools that he's given in his meditations and using those, especially with dancing, to transform energy so that life is not a problem. It's when you accept it and can dance it and express it and be present to it, it's an unfolding. We have to welcome even the darkness, even the difficult stuff. So that's really what it was about. I hope I didn't wander too much.
Absolutely not. And in fact, I'd love to dig a little bit deeper in that, because in my understanding, Osho is a master of energy and he's a great alchemist. And in fact, you use the word alchemy. And yes. In my experience, practicing his meditation techniques, this element of transformation of energy and emotion, it does happen. And that allows us to experience meditation. So I'd love to hear your own personal journey with that, your personal experience in this alchemic transformation of energy with Osho.
Wow. Okay. When I first came to Pune One, you know, my emotions are very available to me. I was probably known as the crying one for a while, crying Manisha, because I cried a lot, especially in Pune, because so much strong energy was coming up. My parents, fortunately, although it had some different sides to it, invited us to express our emotions from the time that they started therapy, and which was when I was about 8 or so. And so in a way, I could be very emotional, but I was fighting with them, you could say. I was overwhelmed by them, fighting with them. I didn't really understand what I later came to understand, which was just pure feeling what is there. I had a lot of self-judgment, self-negative things, and also a lot of pain that was also there in my family that I carried. And so I was very expressive emotionally, but just more like venting, you could say. And what's started changing during that time was because I understood, not in my head, but I understood through my body and through my feelings what would happen when you did dynamic. That is a certain alchemy. What would happen when I would go every night in music group and sing and sing and dance and dance and cry and laugh and sing and then be silent. what would happen in Kundalini? You know, what would shift in my whole attitude towards life. And I have an old mechanism around emotions and energy from my family about wanting people to understand me or see me or listen to my feelings. And that was the way that the only outlet I had for them, or that I was taught, was to express to other people and they have to listen to you. And then so I was outward focused. And through years of being with him and then living through relationships and all the different aspects of life that he brought us through as we were living there, and he was talking in discourse and we were living and having all kinds of experiences there in the ashram as we worked and meditated every day, I started slowly feeling more and more joy.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your own personal story and opening up on this podcast today. And I just wanted to share with you as well that for me, when I came to Osho, I had completely different chemistry inside, and my emotions were predominantly negative and lots of anger. So I'm so passionate about dynamic meditation, particularly that you mentioned before, and this alchemic power that it has to transform energy. So I always encourage people who try and start with dynamic to carry on and keep doing it, because that's the highway and fastest way and most reliable way to really transform. So if people want to transform, that single technique is the way, and it works. And it worked on me, and I hear with thousands of other people, including you. You just said it. So let's jump to current days. And obviously you had this journey of inner transformation of energies, and you've done so many meditation, you lived with Osho. How did you take all of that and translated in the work you do today? So, because I'm aware you travel around the world and you offer workshops, so I'd love to hear what you're doing and especially how you present what you have learned in your life with Osho and share it with people today.
Well, I can't really not do it. If I'm dancing with people, that joy is coming through. That joy is what's the foundation of my life. And I, whether it is the joy of life or it's because of being with this master and how that blessed my life, or it's just the joy of life and I've found the art of clearing away the dust from the mirror and the burdens we carry, I don't know, but I feel it's that joy that I want to share and that I do share. And yes, I teach alchemy and I teach about dance and how we can look at different situations in our lives by looking at the different energies and feelings. And I feel really grateful. Everything that has been given to me and still keeps moving through me. So if I feel Osho, it's just like I said to you before we started, really, what else is worth doing in this life than sharing him? And for me, my most favorite way, of course, I give sessions here. I do body work, I do hypnosis and emotional work and work with issues and all kinds of sessions. But I love best being in a group of people because, especially when they're already attuned to Osho, but even when they're not, because I feel that he is there then when we dance. I feel him. And I feel what comes to me. You could say it's him, or you could say it's my him inside me or my connection with him. But it's like, what gives me more joy than what's worth doing in this life?
What are your current activities at the moment and your latest projects? What are you working at?
I now have started to travel a little bit more. And Risk, as I was telling you before, invited me back. I'm going to Miasto and Risk and visiting a place in Russia also. So I'm just starting to do that more and starting to support some new centers here. There's one in Mexico. There's one in New York that I'm getting the chance to go and offer a group this year that are new and run by people like you who met Osho later and are just juicy and just full of energy to do something. And it's beautiful to support that. I'm also studying trauma healing, which is somatic experiencing, the work of Peter Levine, who I think a lot of sannyasins have also learned his work. It's an understanding of the brain and how we hold trauma in the body and how being present to it, I'm using our words now, but being present to it and understanding the physiology of it can help transform that.
So where people can find you if they want to know more about you and your activities and get in touch with you?
So I just finished my website. I've been spoiled by having Osho centers organized for me before, but now I'm sort of making myself available for more things. And I wanted to have a resource for people to see the work. So website is now up. We're still making some changes and we're going to put a page in Italian as well. And it's called Dance Alchemy. It's www.dancealchemy.us. And my email and my phone number are on there. My calendar of groups, an explanation of the work, and a page about with a biography and a page about how this comes out of being with Osho and something about him. So yeah, that's just up and I welcome anyone to write me just to say hi or ask about the groups or anything. I love to be in touch with all of us around the world.
Okay, and I'll link your website to the note show. So if everyone is interested, they can just click and get in touch with you. That's great. So We are heading towards the end and I have three final questions for you. Okay. The first one is, what's your morning routine? How does your morning look like in the first couple of hours of your day?
Oh, I love it. Well, I wake up and I go and I make a big, almost a quart of lemon water and drink it. And then I make our coffee for the two of us. because I live with Anugito, who is a designer of many of Osho's books. And the morning ritual, whether I have to go early to work or late to work, the morning ritual is coffee in bed. And I just sit, we sit and look out the garden and maybe talk a little, maybe sit there. And then usually we sit in silence for a little while and just meditate and just be present before getting out of bed.
Okay. So the second question is, what's your favorite meditation and why?
Oh, wow. It's dynamic. Well, maybe, yeah, dynamic and heart meditation, but dynamic is really my favorite because it changes everything. So does dancing. So, you know, it's hard to say. And heart meditation that I've gotten so much deeper into has just been incredible, helpful for me. But I really think it's dynamic because I like to move the body and because the alchemy, as you and I talked about before, the alchemy that happens through that takes you out of what the dust can gather again and again in our minds. And Osho's talked about that, where we start thinking of things as a problem or start, you know, trying to do this or fix that or achieve this. And dynamic lifts out of that problematic mind so, so easily.
Yes, and I'm totally with you on that.
Yes, I know.
So the last question is, you leave the Osho experiment. You were one of the pioneers in this movement of creating a new man, Zorba the Buddha. What does it mean to you personally to be with Osho today in 2018?
I feel so grateful to feel part of this existence and this world, and yet feel also totally alone. And somehow his invitation of Zorba the Buddha to live life totally and yet be present, be here, be in. This is the continuous opportunity and challenge to not be moving, giving energy to the old mind. I feel so grateful to have this challenge again and again.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That's the end of the show, Manisha. So on these beautiful notes, we can finish these episodes. It's been a real pleasure connecting with you and listening to your story and beautiful insights on energy, alchemy, dance and transformation, and dynamic meditation, of course.
Yes.
So send you lots of love and a big hug, and hope to meet you in person one day.
I hope so, too. I hope we can do dynamic together or dance together or both.
Yes, I love that.
Yes.
Sounds great. Thank you, Manisha. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Lavo Show podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. Visit lavoshow.com for new episodes, blogs, and much more.